好几位的弟兄姐妹在要在我们的当中成为天国的子民。
So before they get up here to share the testimonies, I'd like to share some messages.
当他们来到我们这个台上之前呢，做见证之前呢，我要先跟大家分享一点信息。
I briefly sharing what's the meaning of the baptism.
我们要来今天要来思想一下什么是施浸的意义。
And pardon me, I'll be sharing in Chinese.
然后我是要用中文来跟大家分享。
好，我们来看一些的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
Let's read together. If you can read English, you read English. If you can read Chinese, you read Chinese. All together, okay?
大家用你自己舒服的语言来，我们来念这个经文。
Okay, one, two, three, go. 所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。好，所以呢，第一件事情讲到敬礼的话，这是主的命令。
So first of all.Baptism is the Lord's command.
所以要我们去，不止呢传福音，而且最重要是使他们做主的门徒。
So it's not only that we need to go, but we also need to make them disciples.
这是一个很长的生命的一个历程。
This is a process of a life.
但是从什么时候开始呢
？So, but when do we start?
可能就是从受洗开始了。
Probably starts with the baptism.
这是一个很好的开始。
This is a very good beginning.
当他们受洗以后，他们就觉得这是一个新的开始。
So after that we're baptized.We understand that this is a beginning.
所以主的命令。
So this is the Lord's command.
主他没有任何的罪，但是他也受施洗约翰的洗礼。
Our Lord Christ did not commit any sin, but he also was baptized by John.
所以他尊重这个礼。
So he respects this particular ritual.
所以这是神给我们的一个命令，所以我们也当如此行。
This is the command from the Lord, and so therefore we shall do the same.
我们看下一个经文。
Let's look at the second scripture.
好，我们再同时来念，来。
Let's read it together.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。所以我们知道，是借着这个洗礼呢，是受洗归入什么？归入耶稣基督的死。
So we know that through baptism that we are also going to become part of Christ's death.
所以我们知道洗礼，有的人说它是一个丧礼、葬礼。
Sometimes people say that baptism is almost like a funeral service.
要把什么东西埋葬呢？
So what do we bury?
就是把我们旧造、把我们旧的生命、把我们旧的那些旧的世界来的那些观念，所有的性情，我们的所有的行为，我们都在旧的里面一起死掉了。
So what do we want to bury? We want to bury the old self, the concept that we gathered from the past, and everything that we learned from the past that's going to be buried through the baptism.
然后看见埋葬。
Then we see the burial.
好像他们进到水里面，他们整个人会淹到水里面去。
When they are immersed in the water, it's like the burial.
当他们从水里起来的时候
When they rise from the water,
好像一个新的一个复活的生命
It's almost like the resurrection is a new life that has been resurrected
这边讲到说一举一动就有新生的样式
Here he says that every move that we make has a new life the form of a new life
所以呢我们不再是我们原来的我了
We're no longer the self that we used to be
而是一个新的一个全新的一个开始的生命
There's a brand new life
So, 让我们有新的生命，我们带出来就是新的一个生活的方式。
So this is a new life, so we're going to bring forth a new way of living as well.
所以一举一动都有一个新的样式。
So every move that we have is going to have the new form.
所以我勉励我们所有受浸的弟兄姐妹。
I'd like to encourage our brothers and sisters that are baptized today.
当我们起来的时候。
When we rise from the water.
让我们就有一个定义。
Let's have a determination.
我们愿意一举一动。有一个新生的样式。
Let's have our every move and every action has the way of a new life.
让神的荣耀借着我们的生命能够来彰显。
Let God's glory shine through every one of us.
好，我们再往下看第三件事情。
Let's look at the third scripture.
借着这个洗礼呢，还有一件事情发生。
Also through the baptism, there's another thing that's going to happen.
就是借着洗礼，我们的我们起来的时候呢，我们经过这个礼，我们就进入了基督。耶稣的身体。
So after the baptism, then all these people become members of the body of Christ.
所以这是一个 啊，受洗能够归入基督的过程。
This is the process, the step that we take to become a members of the Christ.
大家都知道，基督是头，教会是基督的身体。
We know that Christ is the head and church is his body.
我们每一个人在这个大的身体里面，我们做一个小的一个 part， 是一个肢体。
All of us is a small member of this body of Christ.
所以我们每一个人都在这个身体里面。
And all of us is a member of this body.
借着洗礼，我们就进到这个身体，成为耶稣基督家里面的人了。
Through baptism, we become a part of a Christ's body, and we become a member of His family.
所以在这里面，我们就高兴欢喜，我们相信在所有的观礼的弟兄姐妹都心里面非常的兴奋。
So we're very happy and excited for all the new members and all the rest of the family will be just as happy and excited.
不止我们兴奋，连天上的天使使者们都很兴奋，因为有新的成员加入神的家里面来。
And not just us that's going to be cheering for them, also the angels in the heaven would also be cheering up for them.
所以在他们受洗之前。
So before that they're baptized today,
他们来为我们做见证。
Each of them would give a testimony.
我们今天我们有四位受洗的弟兄姐妹。
We have four people that are going to be baptized today.
我们有月星，杜月星。
We have 月星。
我们有崔云师。
云师。
我们有吴燕琪。
我们有燕琪。
我们还有张磊。
还有张磊。
所以他们会一一为我们来诉说神在他们生命当中的恩典。
And what God has done in their life.
好，我们请。
大家好。
Peace to everyone.
我的名字叫杜月欣。
My name is 杜月欣。
男，汉族。
满
汉族。
男，汉族。It's okay.
It's male and then Han people.
当初呢，我是被朋友介绍来教会的。
I was introduced by a friend to come to the church.
但是他自己却没有再来了。
But he never came again.
来到这个教会的时间并不长。
It wasn't that long since I came to this church.
昨天仔细算一下，好像也才四个月左右。
I calculated yesterday. It's only about 4 months.
但是我却感觉这里像自己的家一样。
But I really feel like this is like a family.
好像在这里已经很久了。
I feel like I've been here for a long time.
在这短短的时间里
in this short time,
我觉得我对整个人生和整个世界的认识得到了升华。
I feel like my view of this world and this life is been elevated.
让藏在我心中已久的那个疑团得到了解答。
There's an answer to my questions that has been there for a long time.
在我很小的时候开始
when I was little,
我就觉得自己是被一个被上天眷顾的人。
I always feel like I have been blessed by heaven.
但那时候我还并不认识主耶稣。
But I didn't know the Lord Christ at the time.
我身边没有信主的人。
There were no Christians around me.
主耶稣对我来说就只是等同于一个活跃在西方世界神话的故事中的人物。
Jesus Christ is just like a persona in the Western mythology.
我没有想到一直以来眷顾我的就是我主耶稣基督。
I didn't know that the God that I had always blessed me is Jesus Christ.
我一直觉得我的人生好像冥冥之中被另一个人所掌控。
I always feel like someone is leading me throughout my life.
他就像是一个作者。
It seems like he's the author of my life.
而我就是小说中的主角。
And I'm the lead in his story.
他故意把剧情写得跌宕起伏。
He wrote the story with up and down
来彰显出他的大能
to glorify his power.
有时候他让我经历苦难
Sometimes I experience difficulties and hardships.
但又在拐角里让我看见希望
But then I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
有时候他让我春风得意
And sometimes I'm just hunky-dory, everything is going smoothly.
但又会立马让我认清自己
But it also makes me realize who I am.
事情永远不会坏到最坏。
It seems like things would never gone to the worst.
也不会好到令人安逸。
And it would not be so good that I forget who I am.
就好像早已被什么人安排好了。
It always seems like it has always been planned.
他会让我的车坏在家里而不是路中央。
He let my car break down at home and not in the middle of the street.
从而让我学会如何给车换电池。
And I learned how to change battery on my car.
他让老板给我加薪。
He he let my boss give me a raise.
却又不让我拿到工作签证。
But then I did not get the work visa.
来教我脚踏实地的工作。
And so that will remind me to continue how to work hard.
他让我来到一个陌生的地方。
He led me to this strange place.
却又让我找到挚爱的人。
But he let me to know somebody that I love.
他让我找到挚爱的人。
He helped me find the person that I love.
却用他来磨练我的意志。
And also used her shape me.
他就像一个慈爱的父母。
She's like a loving parent.
希望孩子快快成长。
That he's hoping that I will grow up quickly.
又不希望孩子受太多的伤害。
But he also doesn't want me to experience too much hardships.
他希望孩子一帆风顺。
He also want me to have a smooth sailing.
却又不想孩子迷失自我。
But also at the same time, he doesn't want me to lose myself.
我曾经也被主严厉地惩罚过。
I think I also was trained hard by God.
因为我对他的警示置若罔闻。
Because I neglect his warnings.
所以只要在生命中用心感受主做的点点滴滴。
So I feel that as long as we focus on him in our lives,
我们就能感受到他的存在和他的爱。
Then we will know his existence and his love.
在一次次小组聚会和礼拜。
In a cell group and a service.
以及基要真理和婚姻辅导的课程中。
And in also in the marriage counseling and then the basic principles of belief classes.
Sorry. 我不断地发现基督的教义与我的很多认知不谋而合。
I continue to find out that a lot of the teachings in Jesus is the same as what I have believed.
我就像一只迷途的羔羊。
I'm like a stray sheep.
回到了主人，我主的怀抱。
I have returned to my owner's bosom body.
我将我分散的认知他将我分散的认知编织成了一个系统。
He has helped me to form an understanding.
从而让我认识到了更多我还没来得及悟到的真理。
And he has also helped me to understand a lot of truth that I have not have already learned.
荣耀归你。
Glory to you.
感谢主，感谢你常伴我左右。
Glory to you and thank you for always being there for me.
愿今后能继续荣耀你。
And I wish that I will continue to glorify you.
Amen.
Amen.
大家好，我叫崔韵诗。
Hello everyone, my name is 崔韵诗。
你们可以叫我 Sarah.
You can call me Sarah.
我是在5月16日周五晚上的小组聚会中觉知的。
I became a Christian on May 16 in the meeting of a cell group.
然后在基要真理课程和婚姻辅导中慢慢了解到主耶稣、圣灵以及教会的概念。
And also in the classes for marriage counseling and then the basic principles that I understand the Holy Spirit and then the teachings of Jesus Christ.
上周在听 Alice 的见证时
When I was listening to the testimony from Alice last week,
我就突然有一种很特别的感觉
There was a strong sense that I felt at the time.
心好像提了起来
I feel like my heart was lifted.
然后心不停地发热
And I think there was this heat that's going through my heart.
眼泪就一直不断地流出来。
The tears just couldn't stop coming down.
而且还止不住。
And I couldn't stop it.
我当时就有一个念头。
At the time, there was a thought in my head.
我一定要去拥抱她，给她支持。
I want to embrace her and give her my support.
但因为那时见证还没有结束。
But at that time, the testimony was not done yet.
我就想等她见证过。等见证过后再去给她拥抱。
I told myself I want to give her a hug after her testimony was completed.
见证会议结束后
After her testimony,
我一直去寻找她的身影。
I went to look for her.
途中孙牧师还来 跟我打招呼。
And then in the middle of it, Pastor Joe also say hello to me.
我原本还想跟孙牧师多说几句话的。
I wanted to talk to him about something more.
但这时眼泪又不停地流出来。
But I couldn't stop the tears again.
直到我跟 Alice 拥抱后，她才能停止。
Until I embraced Alice, then my tears stopped.
我想这就是被圣灵充满的感觉。
I think this is how a person is filled with the Holy Spirit.
是一种很神奇、很特别的感觉。
It's a very magical and very special feeling.
圣灵会推着我去做一件事情。
The Holy Spirit will prompt me to do something.
而且要是我有怠慢的时候，
If I do not listen to the voice,
他会一直提醒我一定要去做。
He will continue to prompt or urge me to do it.
然后信主后，
After I become a Christian,
我看事情的角度变得不一样了。
The perspective I have about things are a little different.
以前遇到挫折时，
Before when I encounter frustrations,
我会想怎么那么当灾呀？
当灾。I would think that how come I'm so unlucky?
信主后，
After I become a Christian,
遇到困难，
When I encounter difficulties,
我会知道这是主给我的考验。
I know this is a test from the Lord.
然后就会用一种快乐和积极的态度来面对它。
And so instead, I would use a very positive and happy heart to face the new problem.
很多时候这些困难，
A lot of times these difficulties,
竟然给一些我想也想不到的外力化解了。
I didn't know that they would be solved in a very magical way.
例如之前我跟我爸关系有点不和。
For example, that my relationship with my father was a little tense before.
我想找一个机会跟他好好的和好。
I really wanted to find an opportunity to make amends with him.
但我不是一个善于道歉和寻求话题的人。
But I'm not a person that knows how to apologize.
然后孙牧师就跟我说
Pastor Joe told me,
你试一下做一个十天的祷告吧。
Why don't you try pray about it for about 10 days?
然后我就做了这件十天的祷告。
And I made that prayer for 10 days.
十天过后我给我爸打了个电话。
After that 10 days, I called my dad.
问候过后我们竟然开始了半个小时愉快的谈话。
After the greetings, we started a half an hour conversation.
还相约了一周后家庭聚餐。
And then we also said that we were going to have a family dinner after a week.
在谈话时，我知道原来他刚好得到了他梦寐以求的东西。
During the conversation, I also understood that he got something that he has always wanted.
所以他的心情处于一个极度开心的状态。
So he was in a very good mood at the time when I talked to him.
我觉得这是主给我的恩典。
And I think this is the blessings that I got from the Lord.
让我们父女的关系得到一个很好的缓和阶段。
And let our relationship have step forward a little bit more.
而且主给我的恩典不是一个的。
And then the grace that God has given me is not just one.
是一系列的。
It's been one after another.
然后在谈话过后的下一次聚餐时，
And after that conversation in our get-together dinner or mealtime,
我再一次感受到主给我的大能是，主的大能是无所不在的。
I felt again that God's power and strength is with me everywhere that I am.
那天我去我爸家的时候，
When I went to his house,
我打了电话给我阿姨，我爸爸的老婆。
I called my dad's wife.
没想到她竟然说她的钱包被人偷了。
She told me that her wallet was stolen.
她要忙着给银行打电话。
She has to call the banks.
晚上也煮不上饭了。
She couldn't prepare the dinner.
家里也没有菜了。
There's no dishes prepared at home.
而要是我阿姨不煮饭的话。
If she doesn't cook.
我爸他们也是不会煮的。
My dad doesn't cook either.
我不想我期待已久的聚餐就这样泡汤。
I really don't want to miss this dinner with my dad.
我就立刻说，那我来负责煮菜。
So I immediately said that I would take care of it. I'll cook.
然后那晚我跟家人又有一次很好的聚餐。
So that time we really had a very good dinner.
主真的很眷顾我。
God has really given a lot of grace to me.
当我寻求我跟家人有一个很好的谈话时。
Whenever I seek a good conversation with my family.
他又给了我一个想不到的机会。
He gave me another opportunity.
让我的出现显得顺其自然。
He let my appearance in the family, it's very natural.
而且又并不会很突兀。
It doesn't seem like odd.
今晚。
Today.
我也会带着我男朋友一起回家吃晚饭。
Oh, tonight I will bring my boyfriend to go home and have dinner with my family.
希望主人继续垂听我的祷告。
I pray that God will continue to hear my prayers.
让今晚能有一个美好的晚餐。
And let us have a very nice dinner with the family as well.
让我能得到我所求的。
And I will receive what I pray for.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
In Jesus' glorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我是燕琪。
My name is 燕琪。
或是你可以叫我 Lori。
Or Lori.
在去年的圣诞节。
Last year Christmas time.
我来到了 San Jose 住了将近三个月。
I came to San Jose and lived here for 3 months.
在每个星期日的早上。
Every Sunday morning.
我跟着妈妈还有舅舅一家人。
I came with my mom and my uncle's family.
一起到方舟教会。
To this church.
参加主日崇拜。
To attend the worship service.
不仅唱诗歌，称颂主和聆听牧师们的讲道。
We sing the worship songs and listen to the sermons.
并上主日成人主日学。
And I attended the Sunday school classes.
研读神的话语。
And I studied God's words.
从这段时间开始。
Starting from this time.
我学会了不间断地向神祷告。
I started to learn how to pray to God continually.
而他也应允我。
And he answered my prayers.
让我的生活很平安。
He gave me peace in my life.
并且顺利地找到了工作。
And I found a job.
在三个月后，我必须回学校继续完成我的学业。
I had to go back to my school to complete my study.
就在我要离开加州前的那一个星期日。
Before I had to leave California.
今年的三月十六日。
It was March 16 this year.
牧师把我邀请到一个教室内。
Pastor Joe has invited me to a classroom.
带着我祷告。
And he invited me to prayer.
随着牧师念一句。
And I follow what he was saying.
我也跟着他念一句。
And I pray with him.
让我信耶稣的名。
And so that I say Jesus' name.
得着神的救恩。
And I receive salvation from God.
在这过程中。
Throughout this process.
我似乎感应到一位穿白衣年长的人。
I have sensed that there was an older person in white robe.
聆听着我的附送。
Who is listening to my prayer.
在牧师带领我做决志信主祷告后。
After I prayed the sinner's prayer,
我终于知道真的有一位神。
And I truly know that there is a God.
只要我们相信他。
As long as we believe him,
他必也一直陪伴我们。
He will continue to be with us.
他永不离开我们。
He will never leave us.
在相信主后。
After I received Christ as my Savior,
我的生活也更随着喜乐。
And my life is full of joy.
罗马书十章九到十节说
Romans 9 verses 10
你若口里认耶稣为主
If you believe Christ
心里信
And you believe in your heart.
神叫他从死里复活。
God would resurrect him from the dead.
就必得救。
You will be saved.
因为人心里相信。
Because whoever believes in the heart,
就可以称义。
They will be justified.
口里承认就可以得救。
If they admit in through their words, they will be saved.
所以当牧师问我今天要不要参加敬礼成为神国的儿女时
，So when pastor asked me if I want to participate in the baptism and become a member of the kingdom,
我马上地答应了。
I immediately accepted the offer.
因为我真实的遇过他，所以深信他是爱我的，我也爱他。
I truly experienced his presence with me, and I know he loves me.
相信他，每天都跟随他。
And I know I believe him and I want to follow him every day.
并且永远地称颂他。
And I would want to sing praises to him.
最后愿神赐福给我们大家。
And at last I like to bless everyone here.
每天平安喜乐。
Peace every day.
感谢主，赞美主。
And thanks the Lord and praise to him. Hello everyone, my name is Zhang Lei.
我今天主要说一下我如何认识的耶稣，以及认识耶稣以后我有什么改变。
I just like to say briefly how I become to know Jesus Christ and how I have changed since I've known him.
实际上我在很久以前就认识了耶稣。
Actually, I have known him a long time ago.
在2008年的时候跟随我的先生去 Boston 工作。
In 2008, I followed my husband to Boston, and when he was working in that city.
当时是想找机会留在美国的。
At that time, we really were trying to find an opportunity to stay in the States.
可是当时突如其来的经济危机是整个 IT 业都不太景气。
But 2008, as we remember that there was a downtime recession, and the IT industry wasn't doing that well.
然后我们住在一个小镇上，没有任何交通工具。当时我几乎和社会脱节。
So at that time we live in a very small city and we do not have any means of transportation. So it's like we're totally separated from the society.
后来由他一个同事介绍去了一个中文教堂，那里开始认识了神。
And at that time that through a friend that we were introduced to a Chinese church.
当时我对前途很迷茫，在教堂那位大姐就跟我说。
At that time I just feel very hopeless about the future, but a sister in the church told me,
主已经安排好一切，你留下来或者回去，主定有他的旨意，一定会有他的恩赐。
She told me that doesn't matter if you stay or you going home, God has a perfect plan for you.
我当时心里就说，如果主给我恩赐，我必信主。
At that time, I was thinking, if God gives me grace, then I would choose to believe him.
当时，当然，主并没有让我留下美国。
At that time, we didn't get to stay in the United States.
但是最后，他却给了我一个儿子。
But at that time, a son was given to me.
我为什么这么肯定的说呢？因为，因为我孩子的到来处处显出神迹。
Why am I so sure that it's a gift from God? Because I know the way he came is just like a miracle.
可是呢？后来我回国了，2009年以后，我回国了。
I returned to China in 2009.
然后就把自己这个诺言放在一边了。
And then I just set aside whatever I experienced at the time.
但是神却并没有忘记我。
But God never forgot about me.
在随后几年呢，总有一些朋友以及根本不认识的宣道士对我进行宣道。
In the following years, there continue to be friends and the missionaries that continue to preach gospel to me.
但我也一直忙于我属事的一些琐事，对主不加回应。
But I was always busy with other things and did not respond to his calling.
直到今年年初我买房之后。
Not until this year in January that I bought my house.
我婆婆公公的到来使我又重新回到了主的面前。
The arrival of my in-laws prompt me to come back to the Lord.
因为我和我婆婆公公住了一起住了十几年，这个婆媳矛盾非常的深厚了。
Because we have I have a tense relationship with my in-laws for the last more than 10 years.
而我公公是个木匠，然后我婆婆呢对孩子的教育又非常的非常的上心。
My father-in-law is a carpenter and my mother-in-law is she cares very much about the education of a child.
所以在装修的问题上和孩子的教育上又出现了很激烈的冲突。
So we had a lot of disagreement on remodeling of the house and also educating the child.
以至于最后上个月就是七月份我八月份我搬出了家。
So the result was that in August I moved out of the house.
但是我觉得这或许是上帝的安排。
But I thought maybe this is a different way of that he's leading me.
从我找房子的我找房子非常的困难。是小林，找到了一个基督教的家，基督教徒的家。
It was very difficult for me to find a place to stay, but we found a family, a Christian family.
这个房子又离我们教会特别的近。
And then the house is very close to church.
在这一个月里面，孙牧师和小林对我进行了很多的指导和帮助。
Throughout this month, I have received a lot of assistance and counseling from Xiaoning and then Pastor.
我在接受他们给我传的福音之后
after I received the gospel,
情绪出现了很大的变化。原来我是很愤恨的，总觉得为这个家付出了很多，怎么会得到这样的回报呢？
Originally, there was a lot of bitterness in me about how much I have put in for my family, but after the gospel.
后来我接受福音之后心情平静下来。
But after I received the gospel, my feeling has been changed.
对爱有新的认识。
I have new understanding of love.
就像圣经里面说的爱是很久忍耐。
It's like what is stated in the Bible that love is patience.
然后就开始宽恕别人宽恕自己。
And I started to forgive other people and myself.
尤其在做祷告的时候
especially when praying,
心里感到了真正的喜乐和平安
especially in prayers, I really sense the peace and joy in my heart.
真切地感觉到主确实就像天上的父亲在保守我
and I truly feel that God is like a heavenly father that's taken care of me.
我不再纠结过去
I do not feel any more bitterness towards the past.
也不再恐惧未来
and I'm not fearful of the future
感谢亲爱的天父
and I want to thank my heavenly father
让我成为他的孩子
and let me become one of his children
谢谢大家
thank you
好感谢他们的美好的分享
I want to thank all of their testimonies and sharing
每一个人背后都有很感人的故事
There's a very moving story after everyone's conversion. And
我相信在过去神怎么带领他们。
I believe how God had led them in the past.
以后神要带领他们走更丰盛的道路，因为这是神所应许的。
And I believe the road to the future would be even more rich because this is God's promise.
好，我们接下来我们要来唱诗歌，我们能不能请安华来带我们唱快乐日
？Now we're going to sing some songs.
这是在受洗的时候我们经常唱的一首诗歌。
This is a hymn that we usually sing at baptism.
相信很多人都很会唱。
I think many of us have known this song very well.
当我们在唱的时候呢，我们不仅为他们感到快乐。
Not only we will feel happiness for them.
我们自己都快乐起来了。
Then I think we will sense the excitement ourselves.
好，让我们来唱这首诗歌《快乐日》。我们快一点点好快乐的诗歌对不对来见有一日我已离地逃脱救主救我灵魂那时心中实在高兴四方周围敞开诸根快乐日快乐日救主洗净我终罪孽
心里清凉，极大欢喜，这日永远不能忘记。快乐日，快乐日，救主洗净我中罪孽，救主爱我无穷无尽哦，我要全心自尽主义，但愿归附尽主此生，一生这样充满生灵。快乐日，快乐日，救主洗净我中罪孽，心里清凉极大欢喜，这日永远不能忘记。快乐日，快乐日，救主洗净我中罪孽。
杜月心，你是否愿意在圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神面前，以及天使并众人的面前，决志相信耶稣基督从死里复活，并接受主耶稣为你个人的救主？
我愿意。
你是否愿意遵照圣经的教训，分别为圣，过圣洁的生活，来荣耀神？
我愿意。
我现在遵照主的吩咐，奉主耶稣基督的名为你施浸，使你归入圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。阿们。坐下来，当对，前面对。
快乐日，快乐日，救主洗净我中罪孽，心里清凉极大欢喜，这日永远不能忘记。快乐日，快乐日，救主洗净我中罪孽。
崔云师，你是否愿意在圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神面前，以及众天使和众人的面前，决志相信耶稣基督从死里复活，并接受耶稣为你个人的救主？
是的，我愿意。
你是否愿意遵照圣经的教训，分别为圣，过圣洁的生活？